This is John Batchelor, conversation with astronomer Nestor Espinosa of Johns Hopkins of the Space Telescope Institute, Space Telescope Science Institute. That's James Webb. He and his colleagues have identified a planet, an exoplanet, around a star 40 light years out, TRAPPIST-1. The planet they've focused on is TRAPPIST-1e. And the question is that the atmosphere we're perceiving using James Webb? And what is made of what makes up the atmosphere? Is it possible that it's heavy with nitrogen with traces of methane? Much more to be learned. However, Nestor is also wonderful with the possibility of an unlimited budget to pursue his investigations. And here's his idea: with an unlimited budget, to find an exoplanets that are conducive to life as we understand it. Much more of this tonight. TRAPPIST-1e is the planet that they're considering now. Nestor imagines hundreds of them.
Ooh, a limited budget. I will launch a fleet of James Webbs out there. I think the possibilities of life, I mean, if you think about it, one of the biggest questions that I have about the universe is there life out there? But not only is there life out there, but how common is life out there? Not only in our galaxy, but in galaxies beyond. And if you could give me an unlimited amount of funding, I will not construct just one James Webb, but several James Webbs, a fleet of many, many telescopes, such that we can really grab all that light, all that information out of the exoplanets out there to make a survey. Imagine making, not only studying like, you know, this one TRAPPIST-1e planet, but studying hundreds or thousands of planets out there. That's really what you need, thousands of habitable zone exoplanets to make that happen. Here's the exciting part. There's people around the world thinking about these kind of ideas. There's a colleague of mine that has been thinking on this, Daniel Alpine at the University of Arizona, was sending fleets of not James Webb sites or James Webb Instrument Station, but it may be smaller, to sending men out there to make those kind of samples happen. And that's an idea that it's well beyond what we, like the realm of possibilities right now. Like sending a James Webb was tough. I was there in commissioning. I was there doing its grand opening in space. It was a very scary moment because it's a very delicate instrument, but it happened. We made it happen. Imagine having the ability as a species of do that times 10, times 100.